IPMNation.com.
Live from the Counterpunch Media Studio in Columbus, Ohio, this is All Natural Being with Brian Brody, brought to you by IPMNation.com. Get ready for the gong heard round the world.
See, it's that salty talk. That's why I don't have people, many people in the studio. Is that right? What else would you call it but salty?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All Natural Being with Brian Brody is designed to shake your sense of self to the core.
It's full context psychology with an empowering twist, a philosophical loofah for your soul.
For those of you not ready or comfortable releasing your inner superhuman, listener discretion is advised.
Here's your host,
Brian Brody.
Good evening once again. Thank you for joining us. Salty talk and all here at IPMNation.com. Of course, you're listening to All Natural Being, where we're just getting ready to live. A little bit, you know, it's funny. Into every life, a little snow must fall. And we have just for some reason tonight, there we go. Now we're live to the radio. Who knows what happens? But in any event, you know, I can't complain about the technology. What are you going to do? In any event, welcome and thank you for stopping by. If I've done the math correctly, we are now at episode, 408 of the number one rated show here on IPMNation.com. You're in to All Natural Being. And yes, I'll hit the gong again. And the gong heard round the world. A broadcast as it happens. Thanks to our good friends at Telestream's Wirecast, broadcast as it happens from the Counterpunch Studios here in the suburb of beautiful Columbus, Ohio. And we're broadcast directly to IPMNation.com, thankfully, just now. And also multicast live over on Facebook, allnaturalbeing.com, brianbrody.com. You know, of course, we're over on YouTube. And you can catch the rebroadcast on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Greetings wherever. I'm sure everyone digs that, right? When I say, oh, blah, 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 wherever. Greetings wherever you are, here in the Garden of the Mortals, the labyrinth of life itself, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, the pivots, the swerves, the flukes and whims, the sheer havoc of the synchronicity and serendipity of it all, blind alleys and cul-de-sacs. Why, of course. Dead ends? Never. Not until you and I tap out. Which is, how do we inoculate ourselves from that? Putting our heart's highest priority, top of the list. How do we make sure we have a vaccine for that? Always, always, always channeling our true wit, wisdom, and wallop of our inner whisper. Not some watered down, tepid, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's no way to go through life. We're here to out-brutal the brutal that is the cut and shuffle that fate can deal you on a daily basis, and to bring your own bold once and for all. If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. But, or at least 408 times. Before we hit it this evening, a quick hello to my friends here in the United States, my friends and family here in the United States and Canada, also in Mexico, my family in UK, my family in Ecuador, China, the Philippines, Brazil, India, Australia, Germany, Italy, and France, Nigeria, Turkey, Japan, Singapore, Thailand, Belgium, Sweden, Israel, South Africa, Egypt, Puerto Rico. It's got to be warmer there than it is here. Kenya, the Netherlands, Iran, Colombia, Greece, Ireland, Argentina, Peru, Austria, Poland. To those joining us from all over the globe, it really is, as I say every night, great to have you with us. I truly am fired up to be driving your bandwagon, to be your virtual hitchhiker. And if you're out and about on the go, here, especially if you're catching us up on IPM Nation, I love riding shotgun because it gives me an opportunity to hang out with you. So what do you say? Here's our opportunity as a team to mortal up. Because I think, as you know, it's time to love the way you think. It's time to be your all-natural being. I also believe, let me just get the volume turned down here because you know me. Oh, look at that. It's in stereo. Right? It's time to bring your grit to the relentless grip of life. So what do you say? Let's go kick in some doors. And we've got, here's what I love about the way this whole thing unrolls. Let me say quickly this evening to the feed before I let you know who our very special guest here is in the studio. Right? A good dear friend just called and said, hey, I'm in the area. I'm like 10 minutes out. You mind if I stop by? No, not at all. We're a public venue. Come on by whenever you like. Candace, good evening. Shane, nice to see you. Thank you so very much for joining us. Wayne gives you all the different places that you can pick us up tonight. Wayne, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Candace, as I said, nice to see you. Thank you so very much for joining us here at All Natural Being. You know, we talked about in the post over at Facebook and probably over on Instagram as well. I don't know how all this stuff works anymore, maybe even on Twitter. But we talked about if you're not happy and not successful, there's nothing wrong with you that a quick mindset tweak, right? A quick mindset fix. Right? Just your head's a little out of whack. It happens all the time. Mine was out of whack just like an hour ago. Right? So if you're not happy, if you're not successful, if you're not firing on all cylinders, guess what? You and I aren't firing on all cylinders. So we need a mindset fix from time to time. And that's what All Natural Being is all about, how we can work to fix your mindset. Shane says, hey, y'all. Shane, nice to see you as well. So what's a mindset fixer? A mindset fixer, I believe, is simply remembering who you are, what natural resources you have, right? Your grit, your agility, your strength, and what you are to do while you're here. What's it going to take to get you to activate who you actually are, right? Not all the fear, not all the phobias, not all the crap, not all the stuff that we, not all the binge thinking. What's it going to do? What's it going to take for you to activate who you actually are? So that's what we're talking about this evening. Let me say hello to Kathy. Nice to see you. Heather, good evening, friends. Good evening, Heather, to you as well. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to get ahead right away and with our studio guest. You know him. You love him. Oh, well, let's just do this. Hello, Lee. Hold on. You know what? Let me just say, before you say anything, let's try that. Is that any better? You busy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you good? What? What are you doing?
Trying to get this speaker to play nice with my phone, because this Bluetooth thing is just like, screw you, we're not doing this.
I would not do it. I say all the time, don't try a new shtick 30 seconds before you go live. That's all I'm saying. All right, so if it's cool with you, figure out your shtick there. Okay? And then I'll go here quickly, because it's there now time for an episode of Where Are They Now?
All right.
Right? People asking, now that you cleaned up the set, some people like it, some people really hate it. But in any event, Where Are They Now is the segment where I go and highlight the different pieces of gear that people go, oh, that I always like seeing that. So whatever happened to that? Kathy says, hey, hi, Lee.
Hey.
Candace says, hey, Lee. Oh, Carla is watching too.
Yeah.
I'm sure she wants me to say hello, just in case your headpiece isn't working. Oh, and this dovetails nicely into the Where Are They Now?
Uh-huh.
This is my, let's see, I got my volume all the way up. What is going? Oh, you know what? Let's try that.
What?
I don't know. Am I supposed to push something here? I don't know how this works. 3, 2, 1.
Holy
all right.
Shit.
I think the kids have been playing with it for so much, the battery is starting to go. But that's right. That's my megaphone. So for the people that have missed that, there you go.
Stop it.
Yeah, there you. Oh, you think that's loud? Listen to this.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, I'll turn it down a little. But yeah. Yeah?
I think I just peed a little.
You may have very well. I'd check if I, or if I ever want to stop neighbors, I'm out driving around the neighborhood, I just put this out the window. Pull over. Don't make me write you. All right, so there you are, another installment of the Where Are They Now? My megaphone, in case Lee gets out of hand here in the studio, is thank you very much. It's always nice to meet a fan. I have so few of them. The megaphone is just off to the camera's right or whatever. So there, another segment of Where Are They Now? Good evening, Matt. Nice to see you. Thank you. And I know Matt's going to be hanging out with us a bit later over on Copy That Speaks. I know Lee is very excited about mixing it up with Matt. So Matt, thank you for joining us a little early this evening. So Lee, now that we, how's everything? You look very comfortable, brother.
Thank you.
You look like you could be a basketball player. You really do. I mean, just look at it. You've got like a wingspan. Like you're ready to grab the ball and just dunk. Maybe it's the way I get the camera frame. You look huge, brother. But you look great.
You know, regardless of how it looks, I couldn't hit my ass with both hands, let alone make a basket. So it's just like, let's not even go there, right?
Okay, fair enough. Okay. So what are you up to out running around the streets?
Well, you know,
terrorizing
the...
Yeah, I'm 10 minutes away. Could I come over? And I go, hey, you're always welcome here.
Awesome. Yeah.
So what are you working on tonight other than your Bluetooth speaker?
Well, I'm giving up on that for the time being. I got a cable in my car. We'll do that before the 9 o'clock. But, you know... just freaking interview after interview after interview. It's been fantastic. You know, just like I said, I told you I did 9 podcasts last week. Not counting any of ours.
Right. Wow.
And so I did 5 yesterday.
Wow. This podcast thing's a big deal. I guess it's sticking around, huh? Everybody and their brother's a radio host.
I'm digging
Very cool.
it, man. But it's, cool. Yeah, so I'm really meeting a lot of fantastic people. Melissa De Silva today, she does a podcast called Chit Chat with a Therapist.
Ooh, and so I could use one of those.
Yeah, so like her clientele is therapists. She helps them to build their practices, right?
Yeah.
So we started out talking about copywriting, but, you know, then we got into what it's like to be, to have... I'm bipolar, right?
Okay.
I'm bipolar too. And
Does that have anything to do with the cold weather?
Yeah,
a polar
absolutely.
Vortex?
Yeah,
I've heard
absolutely.
About that. Is that anything to do with it? Okay.
Yeah.
You find it hits more when it's cold out, do you?
Well, you know, the winter thing. It does suck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, but just what it's like to be, kind of a functional person with, somebody whose career is not only works in spite of...
Right.
being bipolar,
sure.
but in tandem with it almost,
sure.
Because it almost drives it. And so many of us in the creative space, we deal with it in other ways because, we don't want to take medication that's going to dampen the
right.
creativity, right?
Well, I have to tell you, let me just answer. Candace says when, quickly here in the feed, that's tonight coming up in less than, look at that, about 50 minutes.
Right.
We'll be doing The Copy That Speaks, and Matt will be calling in as our guest tonight. Is that Shane says, I'll be your therapist, Brian. Guarantee Ooh. You won't get smoke up your butt from me. Yeah, that's big talk for someone that's running for president in 2020, Shane. Right. We gotta watch your, we gotta watch what you say. Kamala Harris is in some hot water because she said some stuff maybe she shouldn't have. So, Shane, you and I will talk offline. All right. So, can I just ask you this question, Lee?
Yeah.
You know, you talk about being creative, which you absolutely are. You talk about being bipolar. I suspect, given the way I act, I suspect I am as well. Mm. The question is: so was Beethoven? So was Van Gogh?
For sure.
So was Darwin? I bet. You look at some of the most creative minds in human history. Mm-hmm. They were nuts. Right? Nuts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not saying that you're nuts, brother. I'm just
I'm not saying I'm not.
You're not saying you're not. That reminds me, we were talking earlier today, and you go, I've done this 1,000 times. And I go, so you're an expert? And you were like, no, I didn't say I was an expert. I just said I had done it 1,000 times.
Right.
And I said, okay, moving right along.
Right.
All right. So I know you're all excited about tonight, and who wouldn't be as you called him today? Let me see where you are. There you are. Yep. As you called him today over on Facebook, you called him the Emperor.
Yes.
And ever since I read that, I kind of like hail to the chief. Mm-hmm. Whenever I see Matt's name, I go, dun, 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 dun. So you got to be excited that Matt's on the show later this evening.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, he's got a great sense of humor. And I know he's going to put up with whatever we throw at him because,
he does have a great sense of humor.
Just the fact that he's willing to come in here knowing that, we have the guests. We have the, Miriam and Alicia St. Germain. We try to be, a little buttoned up, right?
Right.
Try to at least,
right.
then we get like the Alexes and, and I suspect it's going to be this way with Matt too.
Sure.
It's just, it's just the gloves are off, dude. Let's just go to
And
him.
He's a funny guy too. Let me tell you, he is something else for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So Candace says, my kind of people, you are both nuts. Yeah. Candace, thank you very much.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Hey, we should talk about that. Let me say hello. Yeah, well, why not? Let's say hello to some people here in the thread.
Okay.
Ken Ratliff from Window Armor, nice to see you. Thank you for stopping by. Candace says, my kind of people. Thank you, Candace. Three nuts in a pod, or three peas in a pod, whatever it calls.
Three nuts in a sack.
Shane says, will you stop? Shane says, nuts is the eye of the beholder. Absolutely true. on what someone who goes against the grain of the normal, whatever normal is. I absolutely agree, which is why I've said, Shane, before the doctors are saying, oh, don't worry, we'll have you back to abnormal in no time. Right? Because I go, look, if you're going to take this tumor out of me and it's going to make me normal, it's going to make me like regular folk, just leave it in me. Right? I'll battle it some other way. I don't want you taking, you know, whatever makes me abnormal, please don't take that out of me. Oh, I don't, you can't see this because of here, but it says, oh, our good friend Lee Rowley is watching.
Ooh.
So you're just over there playing on your phone, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where are you? You see, here's the thing. I should turn a camera around sometimes for the students. So many cameras, so I got to look around to see what Lee is doing. He's got a monitor. He can see me, but, oh, yeah, he's over there playing on his phone. No wonder you can't get the damn thing to work with Bluetooth. That would have been a good bit, but he's over there playing, surfing the internet, checking the weather, seeing if it's snowing outside.
I'm wondering, Jesus.
Good evening to John. John, thank you for joining us here at All Natural Being. Hey, everybody. Hey to you as well. So let's do this, right?
Yep.
Because when you think about two guys that have a combined IQ of, well over 300 or a 30th of that, and you think of, you know, some of the experience we've had in television and radio and writing copy and everything else, then if you were going to say, oh, we should team up and try to do something, we would call that
certifiably brilliant.
Certifiably brilliant. So that was one of the things when Lee was talking about being certifiable. And I love that, right? Because you go into these meetings with all these big consulting agencies, right? And these big marketing companies and everything else. And, you know, then the two of us come in and they're like, oh, wow, what's up with the two of you? And then, so I did this little thing on Facebook today, I got to tell you. Quick, before I do, let me say hello to Alice. Alice, thank you so very much. And Jamie, thank you for joining us tonight here on All Natural Being. I did this little thing over on Facebook when I said, look, we need a fight club. Right? We need a philosophical fight club. So all of these internet brainiacs, all of these experts of one thing or another, right? We need a duel. And I know I still got Vikings in my system from last night where the one Ragnar Lothbrok's son said, look, I take personal offense to you not taking. Yeah, there you go. Hold on. You taking my. That's right. That's right. Lee's looking for a tape man for his next a fight in the corner. Tape man or a tape woman. Don't want to mansplain. Tape man or tape woman. Hi, you all. Hi, all, says Jamie. Candace says, I'll fight. Okay, Candace, there you go. Very nice. So here's what we... yeah, that's a nice symbol, too. Here's what we were thinking. We should just have a challenge. You get these people, oh, I'm the greatest speaker in the world. Or, oh, I'm the most, I'm the best marketing genius in the world. So I say we call them out into the street. We should have a duel. That's what I think. You know, get all these brainiacs and just, I can't get over the look on your face when you do that. We should just have, right? I think we should call them all out and go, great. If, yeah, that look.
Yo, don't Wayne, understand.
Wayne's got to teach me how to get the camera to zoom in when he.
Yo, don't understand.
It's that look right there that I'm talking about. All right, so now you know why we came up with the first word, certifiably.
Right.
Right? And now we can argue the brilliant. Most of the people that know us do, right? But
as they should.
As well they should.
Yep, yep.
So it's one of the things that we've been kicking around. Viking Lee. Yeah, let me tell you, Candace, this boy in a kilt is a sight to be seen. Sorry.
We ain't doing that.
Sure we are.
Yeah, we are.
Well, let me tell you this. It's just a great segue, and then we got to watch, because we'll talk clean straight through, and then I won't get anything done before Copy This Speaks. But, you know, we could talk about the official 81 to win. And let me thank Matt Connerton, who went ahead and changed the countdown clock for those that you were catching up with us. Mm-hmm. We're in a little bit of trouble. Apparently, I'm still leaking. However, you can fill in the blank, the White House, whatever you want, the polar vortex into the Midwest. However it is, I'm still leaking. So we've had to postpone just many postpone of the 81 to win, where I mentioned that Lee will be hanging out as a vampire in an inverted chair, you know, all dressed up. Candace says, oh, come on, Lee. She wants to see you in a kilt. Candace doesn't mess around. It could happen.
All right. Well.
You know? And I'll tell you, Candace, I suspect the chances are the same thing as we roll with Rick. Rick asked Lee. And seeing Lee in a kilt, I would think.
You know
about
what?
The same chances.
Yeah, well, you know, It's like my grandfather's underwear. Depends.
Okay, well, again, we've covered the certifiable. But we'll be doing, as I said, thank you to Matt Connerton, who reset the countdown clock. We're 120-some-odd days away. We'll be launching our attempt with the blessing of my entire medical team, medical staff, family, and all my friends, with the blessing of saying, yeah, we think you will have recovered a good bit better than, you know, 6 weeks out. And when I said to the doctor, you know, I was in the office the other day, I said, well, you know, I'm ready to go. And he goes, well, you know, it's been 6 weeks. We most times require 6 months. I don't know why you think you could do it in 6 weeks. So we're going to listen to all the talk about brainiacs. We're going to listen to all the brainiacs over at the Columbus Cranium Shack. And what they say is what's going to happen. So we'll go from there. But that's what's going on with the 81 to win. And we'll keep you abreast of everything else that's going on. All right, Lee, what else you got going on? I should get the artwork for the certifiable brilliant. You got the new business cards. I thought they looked great. What else are you working on? You said you've been on all these podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about fixing a mindset. You've been on all these podcasts of late. How's that going?
You know, it's going really well. And it's, you know, the more times you tell your story, the more you learn about your story. So it's really interesting that, you know, when I think I found the deepest layers of my motivation behind what I do,
okay,
I dig a little deeper.
All right.
And I find more interesting nuances. And it's just by having conversations with these fantastic people who are so different from what you see out there in the everyday world.
Sure.
You know?
All right.
So that's been
so you got a pretty good opinion of podcasters. I mean, you got to be careful because we're podcasters, right? I guess even though we do this thing live, you can listen onto the show via podcast. So I guess I shouldn't be too critical. I broke my glasses the other day. I haven't been able to get to the eye doctor, so I had to use tape. So if you're wondering,
really?
Going, those are really stylish glasses. Yeah, it's got tape over here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there you go. What are you going to do? So you're giving a general podcasting a thumbs up.
I mean, you know, yeah, right. it's you know, it'd be like judging radio or TV or streaming media.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's they're good and they're bad. There are people who want to bring their stories out to the world and to share other people's stories and really help shine a light on them. And then there are people who are just self-serving. I mean, like I say, I don't, you know. I won't tell you who, but apparently there's some peckerhead podcaster who's decided.
I've heard of that podcast, the Peckerhead Podcast.
The Peckerhead Podcast.
Well, it's a big one.
And so apparently he's charging upwards of $5,000 just to be on the damn podcast.
Wow.
Just for you to share your wisdom with the world. And I'm like, wait a minute. When you get to that point, it's just time to find something else to do because
well, I
your
think
heart's
that,
not in it
I
anymore.
Think, well, that's the thing. Let me tell you. Candace says, don't keep changing names and adding sites. You guys are making me crazy. Well, that's Candace, thank you. That's a great segue for Counterpunch Media, where that's all we're going to be doing is changing names and adding sites. No, but we do have different shows, right? We have Thinking Reenvisioned with Henry Noel at Counterpunch Media. We have All Natural Being. We have Copy That Speaks with Lee Rowley. We have Sneak Speak with Matt Connerton from IPM Nation. That's a good one. So we've got all that going on. Thank you, Candace, for the segue very much. Good evening, Brother Wallman. Thank you for joining us. You know, I saw a picture of him the other day. He's in Antarctica. So
really?
I can't go outside. Yeah, it was fantastic today at 3 below 0. I got up before the sun came up, and you could see Venus, you could see the moon, and Saturn. They were in perfect line. It looked
really?
Like a piece of jewelry.
Wow.
It was really something else and cold, and I love, you know, I just love that. I love that weather. So let's get back to this. The Peckerhead Podcast charges $5,000.
Right.
So it makes me wonder, what happened where everyone got into the internet and said, oh, I'll just make money off of podcasting on the internet.
Right.
I get it that they don't want a real gig. I get that, right? I understand
right.
that. But $5,000 coming. Well, is it going to Peckerhead Podcast have a lot of followers, does it?
You know, we're in the couple million download a month range or better. I don't even know how many, but you know, enough that the income from sponsorships alone would be well worth doing the little the Peckerhead shuffle every day.
Yeah, I think we'll just stick with what we got going on
okay.
here.
Yeah, I'm good.
About 5 downloads. Well, I think Matt told me.
It keeps you humble.
That's what it is. Keeps me humble. No, Matt didn't say they were five downloads. I'll only get us in trouble if I say there was only five downloads. You know, Matt will be going, Brian, really? Do you have to pull that off? You say there's only five downloads. Yeah, right. Five downloads every 10 seconds. I guess is what I meant to say. All right, so what else you thinking? You've been doing all these interviews. I see you over on Instagram Live. I see you doing all kinds of stuff. What's new with that? Nice of you to stop by the way.
Thank you so much. Well, it's always a great time.
Thank you so much.
I got to tell you, our friend Henry Kaminsky Jr. Has really been dropping a lot of knowledge bombs, as they say, in the industry these days, when it comes to building Instagram. And I found that shifting from Facebook to Instagram, which I know, John knew the same thing, blah, 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 whatever.
Okay.
He was like, well, go to Minds.com. I'm like, well, people don't come to Minds.com to buy my stuff. So, you know, if I want to air my innermost thoughts, I'm definitely down with Minds.com. But I got to go to Instagram to make that. If you want the fish, you got to balance the ball on your nose.
Okay.
That's just how it is.
Fair enough. I never learned that gig.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, though, I like this concept of being a mindset fixer.
Yeah.
You know, the new website, brianbrody.com, if you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, please do. John says, is that related to the Peckerwood podcast? I don't... That could very well be, John. I don't know. We should check that out, Lee. See, this is what I'm talking about. We have to have pre-production meetings. That's a very valid question. Is the Pecker podcast related to the Peckerwood podcast? That's something people have a right to know. You just can't come over here, Rolly, and spit out all this information, post it on Facebook today that people would be getting, what did you say, education or knowledge or something? Education? Education? Yeah, no. Don't be telling people that. Then we... really, Shane, I didn't know you meant money. Monet is what I think it says. Shane says, you got to think really highly of yourself to pay that amount of money to be heard. Money, right? Think of this. Mortal up hat, bow tie, and Matt's plaid jacket. Candace says, okay, so let's talk to Matt about that tonight. Matt, if you're still with us, think of this. Mortal up hat, the bow tie, and Matt's plaid jacket.
Okay.
Now, I'm thinking, well, she says, I'd be styling, so Candace must be volunteering to model that for us.
Nice.
That would be nice. I would like to see that for certain. So, Candace, I'll see what we can do to make that happen. Maybe what we do is we collect it all, FedEx it to her, get her to model those things, and send us a picture back.
Awesome.
I think that would be great. Candace, thank you for volunteering. Thank you very much. John says he still wants to know, is that podcast related? Or is that a brother podcast?
Yeah,
Daryl and my other brother, Daryl. Enough? Okay, good enough. All right. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Yell. Heck you all. I'm not sure what that means. But Candace, I think she's in. I think she said she would. Wouldn't that be a great picture to have?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll do.
Cool.
All right. Well, I don't know if Matt's going to part with that jacket, though. That's a damn sharp-looking piece of clothing there.
Absolutely.
She's welcome to my hat.
Well, and the bow tie will only accentuate that. But we have to pick the right bow tie. We're gonna be all matchy matchy here.
I can't wait.
Woo! Okay. Speaking of can't wait, we're doing the copy of the speaks at 9, right?
Yeah. So we got like 2 minutes for you to wrap this thing up, and then we got to download. Sorry. No, stop! Okay. Look, keep going. We just got to your slides and everything else. We got to get all that.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
someone could be tuning in to Copy That Speaks, thinking they're going to get a professional gig.
Oh,
it's the least we could do is try to make that happen for them.
Fair warning. Well, anyway, though, so I've got a shtick planned for that. I've got a shtick planned for that, and I think it's going to probably burn your retinas. So
good. Yeah. So wear sunglasses.
Something like
or
that.
Or welding goggles. I got a pair of them somewhere.
Put a Home Depot bucket over your head.
With two little pinholes in them. Home Depot bucket. That would be great. All right, my friend, we're going to get ready to get out of here.
Yep.
Thank you absolutely, Candace. Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you for anytime, brother. Please feel free. The door's always open to stop by. Candace, thank you for volunteering to model. Now, we have to talk to Matt tonight. When we get him on, we got to figure out, is that what we want to do? We need to talk to him about, maybe I have to send him a jacket. So he'll let that one go for a little while, but I know he's tight with that. John says Buckethead. Now, that's a popular podcast. Buckethead, right? Whole thing shot sounded like you're in a tunnel. Buckethead podcast. I like that one. All right, we're going to get out of here. If you're around in 30 minutes, I know Wayne put way back at the beginning of the show, put in the different places that you can catch. Oh, maybe that was tonight. Also broadcasting tonight. Well, just stick around on Counterpunch Radio, ipmnation.com/counterpunch. I believe is what it is. But we'll be over at Lee. Where are we? Where do we broadcast on Facebook to you? Can you stop playing with your phone? We'll be out of here in 30 seconds. Good Lord. Okay, Carla knows where you are. Who could you be texting?
Your therapist.
My therapist. Okay. Lee, feel free.
Facebook.com. I think The Lee Rowley and probably the live stream too. So
the live stream.
Yeah. That's your best.
The Lee Rowley. There you go. That's your best one. Oh, the timer says we got to go. All right, everybody. Thank you so very much. We'll be back in a half an hour. Well, not back here, but somewhere you'll be able to find us. Copy That Speaks with Matt Connerton will be with us in about 29 short minutes. Thank you so very much for making us the number one show here on IPMNation.com. As I said, I think earlier, 408th episode. Thank you so very much for joining us. And we will see you back here in just about 30. Up until that point, remember to always, 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 always mortal up.
IPMNation.com.